Assuming their signatures hold up, Lemon Law lawyer Vince Megna and Marquette Law professor Edward Falone would be on a primary ballot with Rogensack in February. The top two vote-getters would advance to a general election in April. While the race is officially nonpartisan, Megna is running as a Democrat. And if voters want to know where he stands on issues, he says he'll tell them.
The people that I talk to, virtually 90% of them would ask me, well, what are you? Meaning, are you a Democrat? Are you a Republican? And I would tell them. And to not tell them what you are, I think, is just furthering the sham that this is a nonpartisan election, because everybody knows it's not.
Taking a more conventional approach to this race is Professor Falone, who has written extensively on some of the high-profile court cases in Wisconsin over the past 2 years. While his campaign is being run by a Democratic strategist, Falone says he's not running under any labels in this race.
It may be that that is an effective tactic, but I believe very strongly that that is not in the best interests of our state. I don't think our judicial races should become more partisan, and I think it undermines the public's faith in our institution of the court when they view it a race like that in partisan terms.
Justice Patience Rogensack, who won her first term to the court 10 years ago, turned in her nomination signatures late last week. Rogensack is part of the court's conservative majority, and her campaign is being run by a former director of the state Republican Party. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.